All right, guys, we are back with season 4, and it has been a mother effing minute. Tatum, how are you?
I'm always like excited when we get back into things. Like every single time we start a new season, I get really excited, looking forward to all the fun things we have planned, and just getting back into the flow of things. It's nice to get a little bit of a break, but it's also nice to like incorporate this back into my routine. Recording weekly and chatting about all the things that we love and think are important. So I'm excited.
Yeah, Tatum and I both listened back to our season 1 trailer and episode, and we were just saying how he sounded like so nice and sweet and gentle before, and now I don't know what to call us, but actually I kind of like it, because something else we've talked about is that we're like, I think we're hilarious. Like, I think we're goofy, silly. We have funny conversations, and I don't feel like we really show that on the podcast. So that is one thing that I feel like we want to show more, is our personalities, our goofy, silly unfilteredness. So maybe we're just stepping into that a little bit more.
Yeah, that's true. I do feel like we sound a little bit more like authentic now and not like robot. Like, I don't know. We just sounded like we were trying really hard to be cute and sweet, and yeah, aren't, but yeah, there's much more to us than just that.
Yeah. So we wanted to make a season 4 trailer just to kind of reintroduce ourselves, recap what season 3 was about, and talk about what season 4 was about. But I have a quick little get to know us, what we think about each other game to tell people our personalities before we get started. So, you know, the TikTok trend where it's like, who's the most likely to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do that. Okay. Ready? Okay. I have like 6 things that I pulled from TikTok. Okay. Who is nicer?
Depends on the situation.
Depends on the situation. I'd say we're both pretty nice, but I feel like I have less time for people's bullshit, and maybe you are a little bit more gentle.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a little bit more tolerant.
Maybe that's what it is. That's a good word. Okay. Who's more straight up?
I feel like you are.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
Why? Were you going to say me?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these things you used to be more. Like, I would say you maybe were more like in college or when we first were younger in our relationship. But I feel like you've just become like a lot more gentle now that you're like homesteading and like family. Okay. Who's more reliable? I'd say you, because I feel like I'm so busy that I'm just like hard to lock down a time with.
Olivia ever. I cannot remember anything to save her life. Like, she needs like 10,000 reminders. Mm-hmm. You just have to tell her the same thing a million times.
Memory is not on fleek. Okay, this one, I feel like I'm just setting myself up to see me. Who's the more wild one?
Yeah, I feel
because
like
you're homesteading.
Yeah, but I feel like it used to be probably in reverse.
Yeah. Who's more wholesome? I'd say we're both pretty wholesome.
Yeah, we're both pretty wholesome.
We're both pretty wholesome. Who's more emotional?
I'd say myself, but
yeah, I'd say you feel emotions deeper, but I feel like I used to be the more emotional one.
Yeah, I think we've gone through phases. I think we've both gone through phases where like each of us has been a bit more emotional and the other one has had to kind of like carry the weight. I feel like we always talk about this, how you and I, like, our things that happened in our lives are like completely flipped.
Yeah,
we experience. You are going through the trenches. Yeah, you're going through the trenches. I am at the top of the mountain just having a blast. And yeah, and then the roles reverse at some point. So I feel like, but that's good because we balance each other out in that way.
That's true. Who's funnier or the funniest? I think we're both funny.
I mean, yeah, I think I'd say you're more like, well, I don't know. I feel like we have different senses of humor. I'm more like witty, like I come up with stuff on the spot. But I feel like you're just more like naturally funny.
Oh my God. Thanks, girl. Okay. Who's more of a drama queen? I'd say we're both not drama queens, but we both do like drama. I love drama.
We like to spill the tea. No, I don't know. I feel like we both have situations where we can be really dramatic, like, and it's a little bit ridiculous, but.
True. Okay. 2 more. Who's more serious?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I think. I take things so seriously.
Like, oh, true.
I feel like I just take everything really seriously and literally, and you are more like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's just life. I don't know.
Okay, last one. Who's more likely to kill someone or commit a crime? I feel like me right now. You.
Yeah, I did go through a very, like, Kill Bill era.
Her Kill Bill era. Now I'm in my Kill Bill era.
Those were fun.
Okay, yeah, that was just a quick little now you know secrets about us that nobody else knows.
Shh, don't tell. Yeah, but no, we do want to start like sharing a little bit more of like, not like our personal lives, like struggles we're going through or anything like that. I mean, I guess we could open up about those things if you guys like want to hear about that. But we just want to like share a little bit more of like our personalities and like things that are important to us right now. And yeah, just share a little more so we can be more relatable. I feel like we have like such great topics and a lot of great education on Wellness Digest, but people like relatability and they want to like feel connected to us. And so we want to make sure that you guys are getting that. If you have suggestions for how we can be more relatable, let us know.
Please DM us. Okay, Tatum, why don't you, I feel like you can probably say this a little bit better, just like why we started this podcast.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So if you have been here from like day one, you may have heard our very first trailer ever where we like explained kind of like our mission for this podcast and why we were doing it. I don't really feel like our mission has like changed necessarily from that first, very first episode, but I think that just as Liv and I both have learned a lot more about health and wellness, our perspectives on things have changed. I just feel like our approach to certain things is maybe a little bit different now than it was before. But our mission is pretty much the same. We started this podcast because we really wanted to create a space for the intersect between Liv's like field of expertise and mine, which is she can explain a little bit more about like what she does, but functional nutrition and then more of like the food system side of things. We both really believe that you can't have one without the other and you can't reach optimal health only focusing on nutrition or only focusing on where your food comes from and sourcing and farming and that kind of thing. Like you really need to know about both and be well educated on both topics in order to make informed decisions for your health. So we just haven't really seen a lot of platforms that are talking about both in the same context. And I feel like that's just a really important conversation to be having. Because there are a lot of gaps if you leave out one of those.
Yeah, I feel like our mission is definitely still the same. And along with those aspects, nutrition and food system, incorporating like emotions and trauma and all those type of things that go into wellness. But I feel like the biggest shift is like I'm a lot less, I don't even know if strict is the right word, but like I'm a lot less strict and I feel like we're a lot more intentional. Like we're not as restrictive. We're not as like, this is always right. Like we're very open to seeing different views, trying different things, but we're a lot more intentional with where we put our energy into our health and our wellness and whatnot through these like past 2 years of us doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think we want to, with this podcast, we want to like show people that like health and wellness is not like just the trends that you see on TikTok or diets or like certain things that people are doing that are just trendy. It encompasses so much more. And we just want to make people feel like they have a place in the health and wellness space, like regardless of like where you are starting out, how much you know, what's important to you. You can always find something that feels good to you, something that works for you, and kind of like figure out your own definition of health and wellness. So that's something else that we also really advocate for.
Agreed.
So if you are new here or you kind of like just maybe forgot about us and what we do and why we are, how we kind of got here, let's just like reintroduce ourselves and, you know, what we're passionate about and what kind of brought us to this point.
Okay, I'll start. I'm Liv and I'm a functional nutritional therapist. So basically I work one-on-one with clients to help them get to the root cause of their health issues through things like nutrition, lab tests. And I think that's something that has really shifted between like when we initially started this and I was talking so much about like food. Is that I took a blood chemistry course, and I'm pretty sure this was like after we had started our first season, that just really opened my eyes and even Tatum's eyes. I feel like we both now think of things in like a root cause lens. So like there is a reason that your body is having acne. There is a reason that you are having gut health issues, and food can do so many amazing things. And I still think food is medicine. And our first episode is going to be like a revised WTF should I be eating, because we've learned so much about food in these past years. But we've really shifted our views in regards to get to the bottom of your health issues, you really need to take a root cause approach and get to like, what is at the bottom of causing all this inflammation in your body? And I feel like I just went off on a little bit of a tangent on that. But basically, my expertise is in like nutrition, gut health, and then I've really shifted to learning a lot more about like root causes, why we have chronic illness, and helping people get to the bottom of all of their health issues that they are experiencing. Was that all of your question?
Yes. Yes, that was my whole question. Yeah. My name is Tatum, and I got my bachelor's degree in food science, which is where I learned a lot of information about like food processing, ingredients, food safety, food chemistry, like a lot of honestly, like how like processed foods are made is a lot of what I learned, which is kind of what led me away from that field because I learned a lot of really scary things. And my senior year, I took a couple courses in agriculture and decided that I liked that much, much better. So I ended up getting my master's degree in agricultural education. My specialty was in school garden education, so teaching children how to grow their own food and the importance of growing your own food, and knowing where your food comes from. And that's kind of led me into more of like an educational space where I share this information with not just children, but everybody, because I think that it's important for people of all ages to know. So kind of areas that you'll hear me talking more about are like food sourcing, how to know how your food is grown, different types of farming, why that matters, how that impacts your health, how that impacts the environment, and that kind of thing. Lots about like food labeling. What do all these label terms mean? I know a lot about that. So yeah, that's kind of me. And I think because I care so much about those things, it's also led me into caring more about health because of that intersection, which is what we're really trying to emphasize with our podcast. So yeah. I also wanted to just give our listeners, for those who might not know, a quick little overview of like our health journeys. Like what do you feel like are the things that you struggled with the most in your health journey, compared to like kind of where you're at now? Like, where do you feel like you have made the most progress since when you first started?
I'm going to make this quick because I'm sure we could both talk like 1800 minutes about ours, but I got into health, nutrition, and wellness because I had really bad anxiety. I felt like I was like emotionally on edge every single second of every single day. I was struggling with chronic acne and I felt like I was just like holding on to weight and I didn't understand why. Through all these years, I can say that now through addressing root cause, food, different ways of emotions, my skin has like almost completely cleared up. Obviously, sometimes we still break out because of like little things, environmental toxins. Maybe I drink too many Jack and Cokes one weekend. But I rarely ever experience anxiety anymore, like at all. Again, unless it's probably because of like I had a crazy weekend or I hung out with a ton of people for a long time or went on a trip or something. But I've pretty much been able to get to the root cause of those health issues. I am no longer on edge emotionally. I no longer have much anxiety. I feel like my body feels like it's at like a healthy, normal weight. And I just feel like the main thing that I've noticed through my health journey is that I just have a lot of energy. Like I just have energy. I'm a generally a happy person now. And I feel like my health has just came to a maintenance state. I'm not really right now working towards like some big thing. I'm just really kind of finding my ways to feel best, have the best energy, have the best mood, and kind of like chill out and just live my life while still incorporating health and wellness rather than getting to the root cause of something right now.
And I feel like I am very much like still in the thick of it. I think just because I have not had as much of like a serious like hit the ground running type of health journey as you have, because you're just so passionate about these things and like really wanted to get to the bottom of things. Not that I don't want to, but I just I'm not as consumed in it as you are as someone who practices. So for me, my biggest struggle has always been gut issues ever since I was little. I've always had stomach aches and lots of like IBS symptoms, even as like a young kid, and just didn't really know that that's what it was. So for me, mostly it's been a lot of gut stuff. And then now kind of both of us have talked about our birth control journeys before, but trying to kind of rebalance my hormones. That's a big one for me right now. And so for me, it's honestly just kind of like a whole body thing. I haven't really gotten to like my root cause yet because I still have a lot of work to do. But I still feel like I'm very much at the foundational level, like trying to make sure that I have good mitochondrial health, good drainage, and just like good foundational health, because I don't feel like my body's in a place yet where I can do that deep, deep healing, such as like parasite cleansing or viruses and bacteria and all those steps that come a bit later. So this is all just to say, like, I feel like I've kind of been immersed in this space for 2 or 3 years now, and I'm still like at the foundational level. So just wanted to mention that like not everybody has to like go at the pace that Liv went at, or she kind of just like did it all super fast and was able to like work through all of those things with all the tools you had. So it's like, it's okay if your journey is like a little bit slower.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we both have good perspectives because our journeys have been completely different and we both done like very different things. So it's a good mix for the Wellness Digest listeners.
Yeah. Okay. So enough about us. We just wanted to give a quick little recap on season 3 and then kind of give you an idea of where season 4 is headed. So for season 3, we said at the beginning of season 3, like a big theme was going to be chronic illness. And we were going to hit a lot of those like hard hitting points about like why so many people our age and of all ages have chronic illness, feel chronically ill, just like don't feel their best. Like, why is everyone so sick? That was like a big theme of season 3. We talked about some of the corruption in the food industry with our guest Illy. We talked about like things that the FDA lets slide. We talked about meat sourcing and some of the myths that we've been told about meat, that like meat causes cancer. And we talked about the root of like a lot of gut issues, why so many people are experiencing gut issues. So there are like just a lot of topics that we covered that kind of like exposed a lot of what's going on and just brought awareness to the fact that so many people are dealing with health issues right now. I feel like that was kind of like our theme for last season.
Yeah. And I feel like these past, honestly, 3 seasons, we have built up like so much foundations. Like if somebody were to be like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling with this, I don't know how to get to the root cause, you could listen to our episodes and honestly, it would probably help you 10 times more than like going to a doctor probably would. And so if you are just coming on to this episode, go listen back to our old episodes because we established foundations for like every system in the body, like everything. And now this season, Tatum, do you want me to talk about what we're talking about this season?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so this season we are really talking about just like taking your health to the next level. Really digging deeper into your health and wellness journey, whatever that may be. It's not just going to be nutrition or just going to be like different chronic illness things. It's going to be like how to make health and wellness fun, like cool, interesting things that we are doing and some more kind of unconventional health and wellness things that will help you step into your power and just kind of like work on your inner self, as well as chat with some people about different healing modalities. So I feel like this season, we're just like really getting into like the fun stuff and a lot of the things that you and I have experienced or done that we've been like, holy shit, like that really helped my health, my wellness, like something like that. So we are so excited for you guys to come along this journey of season 4 with us. Again, go back and listen and refresh yourself on our foundational episodes, and we will see you on episode 1 soon.